The psalm this morning is Psalm 135. And let me tell you some of the things that it says about God in this psalm. Okay, it's written by David. Do we like David? Yeah, God liked him, I liked him. Amen. He says that God is merciful. He's compassionate. He's slow to anger. Oh, aren't you glad? I am. He's filled with unfailing love. Not just with love, but with unfailing love. How many of us long for unfailing love towards us? Amen. It says he's good. He showers compassion. He does mighty deeds. He's a promise keeper. I like that. He's gracious. He helps the fallen. Have you ever been fallen and you're glad he was there to pick you back up again? Amen. He lifts heavy loads. He lifts heavy loads. We don't have to lift those off of ourselves, but he lifts them for us. He gives us food. He satisfies hunger. He satisfies thirst. He's filled with kindness. He's close to all who call upon him. He's close. When we cry out, and we see David doing that over and over in the Psalms, it's recorded, he cried out and God was right there. And as we cry out to him, he's right there and he's close to us. He grants desire, the desires of all those who fear him. I like the qualifier there, do you? If we fear him, he grants us our desires. He rescues those who need help. If we love him, he protects us. And then it says, but he destroys the wicked. Well, that's part of it, I guess. But if we love him, he protects us. It's wise to keep loving him, isn't it? I want to keep loving him. Whoa, what a God. What a God. This is a God we're going to stand and we're going to praise this morning. Let's stand and say the first part of the psalm together. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness.